Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR number 579. Keep Christ before the people. The standard by which to measure character is the royal law. The law is the sin detector. By the law is the knowledge of sin. But the sinner is constantly being drawn to Jesus by the wonderful manifestation of his love, in that he humiliated himself to die a shameful death upon the cross. What a study is this! Angels have striven, earnestly longed, to look into the wonderful mystery. It is a study that can tax the highest human intelligence. But man, fallen, deceived by Satan, taking Satan's side of the question, can be conformed to the image of the Son of the infinite God. That man shall be like him, that, because of the righteousness of Christ given to man, God will love man, fallen but redeemed, even as he loved his Son. Read it right out of the living oracles. This is the mystery of godliness. This picture is of the highest value, to be placed in every discourse, to be hung in memory's hall, to be uttered by human lips, to be traced by human beings who have tasted and known that the Lord is good, to be meditated upon, to be the groundwork of every discourse. There have been dry theories presented, and precious souls are starving for the bread of life. This is not the preaching that is required, or that the God of heaven will accept, for it is Christless. The divine picture of Christ must be kept before the people. He is that angel standing in the Son of Heaven. He reflects no shadows. Clothed in the attributes of deity, shrouded in the glories of deity, and in the likeness of the infinite God, he is to be lifted up before men. When this is kept before the people, creature merit sinks into insignificance. The more the eye looks upon him, the more his life, his lessons, his perfection of character are studied, the more sinful and abhorrent will sin appear. By beholding, man can but admire and become more attracted to him, more charmed, and more desirous to be like Jesus, until he assimilates to his image and has the mind of Christ. Like Enoch, he walks with God. His mind is full of thoughts of Jesus. He is his best friend. We have been pained to see, when ministers are much together and laboring together, but one catches the ways and the attitudes and the gestures, the manner of address, the very tones of the voice of another, until his identity is lost in that of his associate. This causes me pain of heart, because I know that if he had been looking to Jesus, thinking of Jesus, talking of his love, and imitating his character, the stamp of Jesus would be upon him, and not the human impress of finite beings, who, in words, manner, and spirit, but faintly represent the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. If every minister who claims to love Jesus will only be filled with his charms and become assimilated to his image, what an example would he give to his brethren and to the world? The more ministers are in the company of Christ, by communing with him, the more they will be fastened to Christ. Catching his holy looks and copying his holy ways, they will be transformed into his image. They may be truly said to represent Jesus Christ. Selfishness is written on the human heart in plain, unmistakable characters. Just as soon as the love of God takes its place, there is the image and superscription of Jesus Christ. His entire life, amid a world filled with pride and selfishness, was without an exception an embodiment of that charity that suffereth long and is kind, that envieth not, but vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 7. Here is presented before us the fruits of the grace of God, which every follower of Christ will manifest in his life and reveal in his character. If those manifestations are wanting, there must be most earnest seeking of God. By repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, we may receive the Spirit of Christ here specified, and then we may indeed be called children of God, and not children of the wicked one. We must have greater faith. Then we shall have more of Christ. A Christian is the highest type of a man, because he is Christ-like, and when he departs from the principles that are after Christ's order, he is often ignorant that he has done wrong. The Lord sets the case before him as it is, as he is. He does not specify all his wrongs, but gives him a chance to manifest that he is a true child of God by his repentance and confession, not only of the sins specified, but of those which conscience sets in order before him. In doing this work, he reveals he has made an open rupture with Satan and with sin. He feels his weakness. He lays hold with earnest purpose and living faith upon the strength of God, and is an overcomer. Great becomes his peace, his joy, for it comes from the Lord, and there is nothing more acceptable in the sight of God than the continual humiliation of the soul before him. These evidences are unmistakable proofs that the Lord has touched hearts by his Holy Spirit. More wonderful than miracles of physical healing is the miracle wrought in the child of God in wrestling with natural defects and overcoming them. The universe of God looks upon him with joy, far greater than on any splendid outward display. The inward character is molded after the divine pattern. Holding up Christ as our only source of strength, presenting his matchless love in having the guilt of the sins of men charged to his account, and his own righteousness imputed to man, in no case does away with the law or detracts from its dignity. Rather, it places it where the correct light shines upon and glorifies it. This is done only through the light reflected from the cross of Calvary. The law is complete and full in the great plan of salvation, only as it is presented in the light shining from the crucified and risen Savior. This can be only spiritually discerned. It kindles in the heart of the beholder ardent faith, hope, and joy that Christ is his righteousness. This joy is only for those who love and keep the words of Jesus, which are the words of God. 24, 1888, pages 10, 11, 13, 23, 25. Looking back at Minneapolis, circa November or December, 1888. Bible religion is not made up of theological systems, creeds, theories, and tradition, for then it would not remain a mystery. The worldly would understand it through their own natural abilities. But religion, Bible religion, has a practical, saving energy, elements proceeding wholly from God, a personal experience of God's power transforming the entire man. 30, 1889, 23. Experience, following the Minneapolis conference, circa June, 1889. To him who is content to receive without deserving, who feels that he can never recompense such love, who lays all doubt and unbelief aside, and comes as a little child to the feet of Jesus, all the treasures of eternal love are a free, everlasting gift. Come up to the conference in calm, perfect trust. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. He will work, and who will let or hinder? There is nothing too hard for him. His is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Let us not limit the Holy One of Israel. Released, December 6th, 1977.